The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Devin Simone.
And Anissa Ferreira. And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Welcome back. I don't know where that came from. Today, we're covering episodes 3 and 4 of The Challenge Free Agents.
And remember, you can watch The Challenge Free Agents along with us right now for free. Go to ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGEPOD to try 1 month free.
Don't say we never give you anything, because we're giving you something.
I mean, it's only free partially, like the terms may apply and shit.
Yeah, like, you know.
Read the fine print, but you do get 1 month.
Yes.
And you don't want to miss this.
It's been so good. It's cringy. Again, we gave our disclaimer last week. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to that. But it's been so entertaining to watch the amount of hilarious moments and commentary. I mean,
I really like this person. This person is it for me. I love this person. This person's incredible. I hate her. I hate this. It's the end of my life.
Oh, yeah. That really chapped your hide. Anissa, you got so mad when people were doing that and voting. They'd be like, I really love them. I think they're the best person in the house.
It's the truth.
But I'm going to vote for
you. It's like, you're really, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. You're really sweet and you're such a good person. And this was a really hard vote. But I had to go and follow suit because that's what I'm doing this season around. But I really like you and I hope we could be friends in the future.
Ooh, there was so much of that. And your face every time, you were just like, you were not here for it with Laurel. You were not here. We started to see those claws come out, understandably so, because it was shady that she's trying to politic right in front of you and get-
I saw it.
Yeah.
And Swift and I were cool. That's why I told you I didn't talk to Swift in the streets. People mm-hmm. were like, you know Swift? I'm like, Swift who?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We talk
Swiffer
about
Sweeper.
Right?
He did that to Brandon too, because he was Brandon's, they were supposed to be boys. And then
I loved
like,
Brandon.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was Swiffer Sweeper. And then LaToya clapping back at Jordan.
There were a lot of moments of like, don't, people.
Don't.
Just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of that. It was like, mm-hmm. know who your friends are, stop with the bullshit, and mm-hmm. shh, I'm talking. Like,
yeah.
Nobody can, I
yeah. Jessica
love this.
Came black and clap, came back and clap back.
Not came black.
Was, she came black in that moment. No, she, like, that we saw, yeah, it was just, it was a lot. It was wild. But even outside of the drama, let's talk about
the Bachelorette and Bachelor Party.
Oh.
Because yeah. I've never had that. If I wanted to start dating someone or hooking up with them, we mm-hmm. just did it. We didn't mm-hmm. have a party for both yeah. parties.
This was the season of parties that we threw a party like any time that we could, right?
Yeah.
Like
we were all together, season. It was party time. But it was Jasmine bringing out that schoolgirl outfit. And I'm like, bitch, you go in my suitcase, find my strip club clothes.
Right.
But no, because that would have been,
pole work.
That skirt would have
good
been a,
pole work.
That skirt would have been a garter belt
on top.
Me.
Yeah, it would have been a tube top. It would have just covered half a nip on you. Just half a nip.
It would have been a scrunchie. She wore that and did fantastic dancing
she
on
did.
A pole that was not a stripper pole.
Yeah, she really did. It was impressive.
That like, had a weight limit and it was yeah. Jasmine's weight.
It was.
Because
it was,
that was literally just a pole attached to the bar that went to
was.
The ceiling.
It really was.
And she was out there shaking ass.
And shout out to everyone for rising to the occasion, because not only did Jazz go full force for the bachelor party, but Magic Johnny came in full force for the bachelorette. I mean, and it's funny because I feel like in his interviews, when you watch, a part of him seems like he's kind of like, I don't even
innocent.
Know what's happening right now.
Right.
Like,
and then
like,
he's like, no, but I'm going to shoot my shot.
So
I'm shooting
funny.
My shot.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
I mean, everybody was like, you miss half the shots you don't take.
Right.
And they were like, I'm going for it. I know this yes. is a bachelor party for your husband, but I'm also going to kiss you during it.
I'm going to stick my ass in your face.
And literally. To go to the bachelor party, they committed so hard, they brought pesos.
They really did. did. And some coins. I think they had some of the coins.
No, none of that. Okay. They did. No, I'm serious. None of the coins in the strip club. You should know that. I don't care if it's a euro. You know,
that used to be the mystery to me. By the way, this is a little tangent, but I used to wonder so much, like, okay, what in countries where the coins are the currency for certain dollars.
You find
them. Like,
you find paper.
Yeah, I heard. I found out how that works, but I was so curious for such a long time. But it was so entertaining to watch that. And then we go to these dailies.
Today's going to be played in teams of four. As you can see, there's a giant wall with a bunch of holes in it suspended over the water. Your goal is to make it from one platform to the other using only those two bars as a walkway.
Yeah, Carr and I are on the same team. Think we're doing an okay job. Mm-hmm. And then we time out.
You guys were slow as hell. You were steady, but
shut up. Shut up. You didn't have to do anything.
You guys were slow. But to be fair, you guys were the first team to go. And
right.
That's always the hardest. Right. And so your strategy was great because nobody fell or dropped one of the pegs. But you guys were I think, were halfway through the board by the time.
A little more than halfway. Just give us like two notches
All right,
more.
You're two notches.
Than halfway.
More.
But we didn't even talk about how my best friend went home.
Frank. I've talked to the challenge doctor, and they said that you have a viral infection.
What?
He said that you're very contagious.
What?
What?
So I can't have you in the house. I gotta let you go, man. I'm sorry.
And I was standing right next to him. I was upset.
Oh, you were so worried. Not you moving in line. I don't know who it was. It might have been
No, it was Johnny who moved in line, but I was on the other side of Frank as TJ delivered the
news. Well, I lived in Frank's room, and I was fine. It just made me upset because imagine if Frank had stayed there. What kind of game that would have been.
Oh, it would have, it would have changed so much.
And he
sure.
was so upset because, like, it's not, he had a fever. He was just in his room. And I'm like, come on, I need you to, like, be at the parties and, like, have fun with us. And it was just sad. You never want to see anybody go out like that, especially somebody with some promise that would have brought some drama. He's another one that just talked his shit.
Yeah.
It shout out to really Frank. Shout out to Dr. Frank.
Yes, Dr. Frank. It was sad to see LaToya go, though. And look, while I'm glad that Kara was there, it's no shade to Kara. Just first, LaToya's commentary one is just in the house was just brilliant.
I mean, and
this is
the bounce out episode. This is episode four that we're talking about. Just so you don't get any confusion about anything.
So basically, we just have to get inside these gigantic gerbil balls and bounce each other all around.
Once you've scored, Group B is going to come out. First team to score 3 points. Win today's challenge, be safe from elimination, and also be choosing one guy and one girl from the losing team to send into the elimination round.
Hilarious. Isaac did a piss poor performance. I mean,
oh my God,
he
poor
was
thing,
like a
though.
Dead turtle.
If we didn't talk shit about that guy.
Isaac. I love Isaac.
And we loved Isaac.
Yes, I do but, love Isaac. Still do.
But when you mess up in a challenge, ooh,
but kept messing
challenge.
Up. Like, he would just fall over. Like, he would just fall over.
He was like a beetle
himself.
On its back.
Yes.
Just, like, kind of move his hands and feet.
And then he's
turn.
Talking to the camera, and he's like, well, it's round two. They're up by two. We need one more point to keep it in the game. Our strategy is to do what we did last time.
And I was like, no, it's not. It's the opposite of what we did last time.
I can't.
But he was entertainment, too. So it's like you didn't want to see
you didn't
those kind of people leaving.
Go.
You had him. You had Leroy. Kahuta was funny as shit, too.
Kahuta was very funny. Swift. I actually forgot that Swiffer was funny. And Swift imitating Preston coming up like a crane in the balls game, being like, craw! And then him falling over in his chair in the interview.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Cannot.
But do you remember that Preston threw up before every challenge because he got nervous?
Yes.
Oh, shout out to Preston. I hope your gastrointestinal problems have subsided.
Oh my God, I do remember that. That is so funny. I can't.
No,
oh,
we just
all, everybody was.
It
a
was
mess.
Pure comedy.
It really, really was. It
and really... let me tell you guys a little bit of what they didn't show and what no one has said yet. Mm. We did not. I repeat, did not have a kitchen or dining room table.
Hmm. You know what? That's a good point.
So we ate standing up and we would wait for somebody to wash off a fork because we didn't have enough or plates. Mm-hmm. So I kept all mine in my cubby upstairs like I was in cell block D.
Yeah, people
and
do that.
We literally would stand up or sit on the counter and eat dinner.
You're right. Or sit in the couches in that living room. You know, that giant the deliberation or the voting couch or whatever is where a lot of times people would eat. Yeah.
Girl.
I didn't realize we didn't have a table.
We had a basketball court, but we did not.
We did.
have anywhere to eat.
Proof, like in life, you can't have it all, Adisa. You can have.
You can have a mansion on a beach that you can't go on.
Yes.
With a basketball court you could play on.
Yes.
But there's nowhere to eat. Not one place.
That is true. Cannot have it all. You got to pick and choose. Yeah. You got to pick and choose. Wait. So let's talk about the iconic moment of the episodes, okay? And then the thing that we want to leave in the past. All right. I will go first.
Not you already knowing with a note.
I do. I have my notes.
I have here to think on the fly.
I pulled up my notes. I have to say that the iconic, it's actually a tie. There's two iconic moments for me in these episodes collectively, which would be LaToya's clapbacks.
All I ask is that if you're going to vote me in, be man enough to tell me. Don't share a bag of chips with me and then turn around and throw my name out there like it's all good. No, bitch.
Just as a, all of them will live in infamy for me. And Swift imitating Preston and then falling over in the chair. That level of comedy, it's so pure and so great. Go back and I actually did rewind and watch those pieces again because they were so funny. And then the thing that I want left behind is defending trash ass behavior just because you're digmatized. Okay. Now I know that this was back then. I get it. So none of this is like a reflection of now because we're just talking about what we saw then. But the way that J Money, Jordan, talked to, some of the girls in the house, which is not great. And I get heat of the moment. I get that he and Jessica had history. I get it. All that. But just still not. It really wasn't great. And then for Laurel to come in and try to tell LaToya to calm down, calm down or channel that energy into the game. Like if you were voted in, like it's whatever, we can do whatever we want, and try and like get LaToya to back off of Jordan when LaToya had every right to be upset. Mm-hmm. Cause he ate some of her chips. And then when LaToya says, well, you need to check your man and talk to him. And then Laurel's like, oh, well, that's not my job. It's not my position to check him. Then bitch, why is your position and you're behind in here trying to check me, AKA LaToya, about how mad I am that he voted me in? Like just defending toxic trash behavior. I hope we've all grown past that. I'm sure many of us have. But if you're listening, if you have friends that have a habit of doing that, make them watch this episode and then point it out to them. But that is the thing I'd like to leave
with. Just accountability, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't always have to ride with your person. If anything, like what LaToya said, is if you really ride with someone, if they're your friend,
if they're
your lover, yeah, you don't have to check them in front of the group, but you do pull them aside and you're like, hey.
That was uncool.
That wasn't good. And your wig is crooked. You know, whatever.
Unless, you really don't think it was bad. You know what I mean? There's that other side. So it's...
Yeah, there's that.
You know, we also... It was a very different time. Well, I'll tell you my moment.
Please do.
Oh, Preston, you swan, how you just shoved your little body. You went from last to first with that.
Yes, he did.
And MVP. Yes, he did. But let's leave that in the past.
Wait, you're leaving Preston's victorious performance in the past? Or
No that's I the, put that's in the moment of the okay. Yes, that's the, these are our moment okay, of the right. episode.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, there were two episodes, whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's collectively. Yeah.
But let's leave that in the past. What would I leave in the past? Overinflated egos? No.
Ooh. She said what she said.
No, but there were so many of them. Everybody had
there was a lot
ego. It's not. I have one. I mean, I'd like to leave mine in the past. Ooh. I would like to leave that episode 4 in the past. That's what I would like to leave in the past.
But seeing that feistiness, though, was good. And you look good doing it. So,
girl, listen. That BCBG leather top was an extra small.
Girl.
Not today, but my weave was sitting in that interview. That's the only thing I will.
Yeah, you look good.
Mm-hmm. Will keep is that. And mm-hmm. Fashion Corner, I'm sorry, but it's going to have to go right to Miss Jasmine. Nobody told you to bring that Britney Spears little situation, but you fucking
she did.
See,
you stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Right?
That's what Jazz did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, as much as these are the cringiest episodes I've ever watched, and I will continue to cringe. And fun fact, I have not watched this season all the way through before, so I'm going to have
really?
To this time. Yeah, after I was off it, I was like, fuck
that's
them.
Fair.
But it is just a breath of fresh air to like be able to look at ourselves and just laugh.
It is.
Like, I'm not mad. And even, like, talking to Carr, like, not mad.
Yeah.
No ill feelings to anything. Yeah.
With that, why don't we go and take a quick break? But you guys, coming up, we have an amazing interview. You guys asked, we listened, which just goes to show, please continue to comment on our Instagrams. By the way, we listen when you ask nicely. When you say mean things, we ignore you, and you may or may not get blocked. But when you ask nicely, okay,
your wishes
we
do
listen
come true.
And pay attention. And so you ask, we listen, and we have the outstanding Carr Maria here for you today. We're going to catch up with her, get her take on years past and what she's up to now. She's going to talk a little bit about her relationship, all sorts of things, how she's grown. Get into it. So grab a snack, listen to these great, fabulous commercials, buy everything that we're telling you to. And then when we come back, you will get to have an amazing interview with the fabulous.
You'll be a little broker, but you'll hear an interview from Carr Maria
right after this.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free, starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
All right, you guys have asked. I told you we read the comments. And we listened. And Anissa and I are so excited to have this guest here today to catch up. She is a badass. She is an icon. She looks phenomenal in red hair in a way that no one else can pull it off. Purple as well. We are talking about the Carr Maria. Woohoo! Hi, Carr.
Wow, what an intro. I think this is the first time castmates have been happy to have me on for a minute. This is a great welcome. Thank you.
We're so glad to have you here.
Have you done any other?
Yeah.
No, I just mean in general, like Carr appearing anywhere. It's usually not very...
So excited to have you here and catch up. Also, to talk with you about Free Agents. Anissa and I have thoughts. We have rewatched.
Some thoughts.
We have thoughts. So we have questions. We have
so many
things.
All right, let's dive into it.
Carr, what challenge was this for you?
What number?
You'd have to Google it. I have no idea. I'm so bad at trivia that you can ask me about my own history on the challenge and I'll still screw it up.
You
I'll still get it wrong.
Point noted, if ever competing against Carr, do so in a trivia challenge because that would
always
be the one opportunity potentially to win.
I mean, you never know. She could get better. You got better at puzzles.
Yeah, I did. Puzzles, it's hit or miss with me, but I always prefer to get my hands dirty.
And that you did on this season for sure by being, I mean, your relationship with the draw and the kill card throughout Free Agents as a whole, you guys were very close, Carr. How did you feel about having that relationship with the draw?
It was the complete, like, Johnny Riley had the luck of the Irish, and I just had, I don't know, I should have played the lottery after that. Like, just apparently whenever the kill card was there, it just summoned me to touch it and flip it and take part. I wanted to do just one of every of the eliminations, and I think mm-hmm. I did. I was able
Pretty
to
much.
Do every one of them. Every one of them, I was. Get the full.
I know every time I saw you in the draw, I was excited. Not because I wanted you in the draw.
You
but
were excited because you weren't in
No,
there.
I was excited because if I was in the draw and Carr was in the draw, then that meant I probably wasn't going to pull the kill card and Carr was. So
you played the most flawless game, honestly, Devin. Like, I tell everybody, like, here's the deal. People, it's funny because people usually only remember the eliminations, who wins the eliminations. Mm-hmm. Like, this was my crowning season. This was not mm-hmm. when I was in it. I was in, you know, the worst, like, what is life when I was in it. But that is the season everybody talks about the most when it comes to my challenge career. That and obviously then the Bloodlines and the Vendettas. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to making it to a final, the smartest way physically to get there is by mm-hmm. not seeing an elimination. You don't chance any injuries, a la what mm-hmm. happened to me. And you are fresh as a daisy and ready to go. And it's 100% chance you were in that final. That is extremely smart. Mentally though, I think going through two or three eliminations and then getting to the final gives you more of a drive and a fire than anybody who didn't have to fight as hard for it. So while physically, I think it's the best gameplay absolutely to get to a final, for me personally, I know that when I don't see an elimination, I kind of just fizzle out. Like, that fire's not there. So, and I've noticed that lately, like, you know, in my later seasons when I became better at challenges, I didn't have as much fire as I needed in the final, you know? So like, I like having to fight for it. It just, it helps me mentally to, like, you know, you just never quit and you give it all out. So, but you
and
play the way better game, bro. Congratulations.
All I did was say some prayers, let people
do
borrow
makeup.
Wig and do what makeup. I was just in my own world, honestly. I really, and I tried to be honest. Like, honestly, I really try to be honest, meaning if I was going to say someone's name, I would tell them beforehand. That was just standard. I really just tried to be like, I would never say one thing to one person and then not. And the only time I ever turned on a person was because they turned on us first. And then I told the person I was turning on them. So, yeah, I just tried to be honest. But I think the way both of you kicked ass this season, and both are known as elimination queens, really. Like, there is a fight that's one of those things that no one can take from you. And I imagine, like you said, Kara, it gives like an added strength just in terms of what you're capable of, not only in the challenge house, but in life. And just all.
It definitely makes it that much sweeter, I think, when you like have to fight for it. I mean, granted, I almost got through one season without seeing one. But it also made me realize, like, why I was still there and why I was still fighting and that I still, like, can kick ass. It's, like, it kind of, like, gives you some, like, fire and some confidence back in, like, you know, you can win challenges and whatever. I feel like it just, I don't know. It just does something. It's kind of magical in there. And it also makes other people scared.
That's what I was about to say. It makes people scared as hell of you all. In general, nobody wants to see you in an elimination. Nobody wanted to see
you. Especially with Naya. If you see the difference between Kara and Naya, and like, clearly Kara always had guns. As in arms, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for clarifying. Actually, that's a good point. Good catch.
She was always like physically fit. And then Naya was a bigger girl than her. And when we say bigger, I mean
just like taller.
She's bigger.
There was a size difference for sure. Like, she was like a half person
Kara
taller.
Was your bet to lose that one. Kara was definitely the underdog in that. But like, if you can pull someone bigger than you in a fight that you probably weren't supposed to win, like in people's eyes.
Right.
And mine.
Right.
That is
size difference wise. That's an amazing type of win.
Did you feel like an underdog? You bring up an interesting point, Anissa. Kara, did you feel like an underdog that season?
I think I have always, I mean, especially in the, obviously the beginning of my challenge career, the middle, I've always felt in the underdog position. I think a lot of people when they meet me are surprised at how tiny I am. So yeah, I have muscles, but I'm petite. I'm smaller in stature compared to a lot of the other challenge women.
I mean, strong as shit.
I have a lot of fight in me. There's like so much fight in this dog. I'm telling you, like, if you put, there's a difference between in the first half of my challenge career, like where I would do a challenge and I'd be like, oh, I don't know. What if I fall? What, like, I always hesitate in the challenges, but there was zero hesitation in an elimination with me. Like, when I am in the arena, that is my home. It is do or die. And it's like, I leave everything on the field. And in that elimination with Naya, I looked at her, I was like, I knew it. I knew I was going to go against you. Like, I looked at her, I was like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew you were going to be mine. I think I said that. And, you know, against her, it was like, I am so thankful that they never, the elimination was never reset. Like, a time, it came down to who's going to dig it out the longest, who's got the most grit.
Every bit of her weight digging into the sand is pulling into my shoulders. It is agonizing.
Yeah. And it was a long time.
It was that a long was time. Like, I thought it was never going to, I was like, are we sleeping over?
Yeah.
It was,
I'm feeling bad for both of them. It just, that was a very long time. And I remember, Kara, you showed us, like, when you got back to the house and you taking your shirt off, the amount of bruises that were like across mm-hmm. your shoulders and your chest. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what the aftermath was from doing that particular elimination?
So this was the first time this elimination was played on this season. So the next mm-hmm. time it came about, you know, there was modifications, like they mm-hmm. learned, you know, so it's mm-hmm. like, let's add padding. Let's link, mm-hmm. you know, let's move the so it's not so much
torque. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Torque.
Uh-huh. There's so much,
so much torque in the rope.
Can't have that.
you know, some things were changed, you know? And so, but I'm thankful everything was as it was with me, because I remember, and I'll tell you in a second, like the bruising and what happened and losing complete feeling in my arms, and the same happened in Naya. Like we lost complete, like my whole left arm was dead. It was numb. Mm-hmm. I was like, I might've mm-hmm. screwed something up. I can't even pick my arm up, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to shut up and keep pushing. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being in that elimination as it was. And like any little centimeter that I was able to dig out, like a little turtle in the sand, mm-hmm. CT would like lose his shit. Every time I looked up at CT's, like his big blue eyes would just like get bug right out. Be like, yeah.
People hanging over.
Yeah. But I like was zoned in.
And then Johnny on the other side. Yeah. It did make me realize that you and Johnny had that rivalry for so long. But to back up further, do you think, as I find this to be like, there are not a lot of us that started, you know, have done so many seasons, whether consecutively or not, from the beginning. Do you think like getting older, you just stop giving a shit, like what people think, what's going on? You just go in there and you're like, fuck it. And do you think that has anything to do with like actually winning dailies and like doing better in the challenge itself?
I think just us. I think just the experience. I think because I'd never done sports in my life and showing up on the challenge, I had no idea what I was doing. And still, the challenge will always challenge you. You could be the most physically in shape gym rat in the world and they'll pull out some thing that you've some like minute to win it. Like, how the hell do you figure this out? And the only person I know that could figure out everything on her feet, honestly, is Laurel. Like, but most people, it's like, what the heck is this? I've never played this game before. So I just think the only thing that's made me more confident is just like the experience. And yeah, I'm like, I know I've fallen before. It's a million times. Here we go again. So it's, yeah, but I definitely miss it. But I do love eliminations more than challenges. I'll say that. Oddly, I don't know why. I think it's like, I feel like when I go into an elimination that it's WWE, right? And I've got the whole crowd and I'm just going to like ham it up. Like, I think if I ever were to come back, it would be more exciting for me to go in again and be able to play mm-hmm. and get my hands dirty and just ham it up and know that like when you're in elimination, it's not the end of the world. It's a chance to fight, to stay in the house, no matter what it is. It's your chance. It's in your hands. You could get voted in every time, but it's in your hands if you go home or not, no matter what it is. And like, I think it's so cool because all eyes are on you. People forget who won the challenge. I forgot, but who won the elimination? I remember, you know? So
mm-hmm. I love that positive outlook. That's so good. That's such a good positive spin. It's a positive. Well, I mean, I'd still don't want to go in an elimination, but that is a very positive.
But some
positive.
People thrive in high stress atmospheres. And for some reason, like
I do, just not
always feel
ones.
Like we're a band of misfits, you know, on the challenge, like this dysfunctional band of just really interesting folks.
I feel like this season was really that, by the way.
I loved it.
Yeah.
People did not give a shit.
It was so
and
funny.
Everyone
and
spoke
real.
Their mind and they were all different. Everybody had their strengths and weaknesses and it was like,
you know, and I
no one was afraid to fight.
I miss that. I'll be honest with you. There was so much, you were laughing. It's cringy because of how emotional we were, so invested, but mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. And I haven't, you know, caught up in a little bit. I don't know what the challenge world is like these days, but from what I know, you know, is back then there was so much fire. There was so much fight. It was do or die. Everything was real. And that was like, it was just real. And I think now, you know, from the newer people are just like, well, you know, I know I'll just get called. I'll get my money. I don't really care. It's like, there's not that fire that I think we all had, like Jasmine crying. Like she was like, she wanted it so bad. It's not just a guarantee like, oh, I'm coming back. I really don't care. Let me just be nice to everybody. You know, like we were real.
I feel like it was a relatability that was there. There was an authenticity where it wasn't just all pro athletes, right? Like, I remember there'd be a handful of people in the house that would be in the gym. No, but even those who seem like they don't work out, like even those whose like sort of vibe is, oh, I'm just chilling in the house. When we've interviewed them here on this podcast and you talk to them, no. They're secretly training before they go. Yeah. Like they're really, whereas on this show, you know good and well, Jasmine didn't train anything except for maybe a twerk in that outfit. That was all she came prepared with. I sure as hell didn't train.
No, she did that pole and work.
She really did
do
the pole work.
What club do you work at?
We're talking about Nani's bachelorette card. I don't remember the bachelorette we threw for Nani and Kahuta. So Jasmine was on the
pole.
And
Johnny Riley was the stripper.
Mike, and then Nani kissed Magic Mike. Yeah.
Those were the days. Like I said, not only like the authenticity we had, the fights were real, the way that we felt about each other in the moment, it was real, it was passionate. And it's like, you know, not to throw it back to, you know, this newer crop that's been coming in since I've been chilling, you know, not to bring up maybe Pauly, but I like, there's the thing I love about him is, yes, he's had his moments where we can all, you know, people want to make fun of him for his moments, but the man does not quit. He is passionate. He is like the thing I love about him and what I was hoping to see more from new people, or what I would like to hear from more new people, is just like that fire to come in and not just kiss the ring and just be like, let me be best friends with everybody because I want to, you know, make sure that I'm okay coming in. Just like that real authentic fire. And he has that. And I would definitely love to see a lot of him, and especially see him in a physical elimination, to be honest with you. I'd really like to see that going forward. Just as a
there
side note,
a few of the new people, like I feel like Horacio, and I feel like Johnny.
I've heard about Horacio.
Horacio is something you would love. I mean,
oh yes, he is a girl.
He's a gem, mm-hmm. and he's mm-hmm. beautiful, mm-hmm. but he's so athletic and so passionate. Mm-hmm. He gets pissed when he loses. He's like, he has that.
He has the it. I've heard that from people about him. That's the only name that I.
Very nice too. So it's like, well, Johnny was really good too, but he got eliminated early. He has that.
I'd say Olivia does too. I mean, Olivia almost broke her face and wanted to keep going. Like,
oh, she broke it in five places. Yeah,
that was Horacio. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard about that.
Wanted to keep. Look, I think there are people that have fire, but I just think. As someone who's so far removed from it now, myself, mm-hmm. there's just a relatability that we had, I feel like, when in the free agent season, watching back, even in interviews, the amount of hysterical, I don't know if you remember when we had to get in those inflatable balls on the sand and basically play soccer, but we're like bumping heads
with our bodies.
Oh my God, it was hysterical. The commentary and like Isaac falling over on himself like a dead turtle all the time.
I was in my bubble. And I remember
I was on your team again.
I tried to take out Johnny so many times. Like, if my little ass in a freaking bubble was going to do anything, I bounced off him.
You guys were going head to head, car too. No, but the commentary,
he bounced all of us on our asses, and we were like, all right, get back up.
Do you remember, like, he had it, I don't know,
we had to corner him
with Johnny. I don't know if it's like, you know, the let's be, you know, eventually, like, I don't know if it's just because he had a secret crush on me, but like, this guy had me like to the wall every time. That first challenge on free agents going up the stairs, he made it his mission to clothesline me, had me choked out going up the stairs so I couldn't even go up the stairs. I'm like, what is this man's, you know, thing for me here?
Yeah.
That was saying. The worst.
He was very aggressive.
I'm glad I didn't have to go up the steps.
Have you guys reconciled that now? Where is that rivalry?
I don't really know where it stands. All I know is like at one point he was like, you know, let's be the king and queen of the challenge. What if Pauly dated Natalie and like we dated each other kind of thing? And then, you know, maybe that's why he doesn't like Pauly so much. Maybe he just had a crush on me. We'll leave it at that.
That's a secret love affair.
Maybe that was
this whole time.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I feel like I was never that person. I think people learned real quick with me that like when the phone calls would come out and they'd be like, Hey, you gonna be on it? Hey, you gonna be on it? And to me, that just like, it used to make me mad because it's like, you don't talk to me or check on me outside of this, but you're just calling to see if I'm gonna be on it so that I can have your back. Like, that's not me. I'm not one to be like, let me go out and take pictures with people to be like, oh, I'm here with this person. And I just feel like there's so much fakeness. Like, I know we were authentic in our emotions and how we were and that realness and relatability when we were competing. Mm-hmm. But I feel outside of it, I'm just very like, I just have so much going on in my life, especially mm-hmm. now. And I've got so much cool things that like, I just kind of keep to people who give me peace and give me yeah. happiness. And I feel like the yeah. people that are my fellow competitors, I would call mm-hmm. them, mm-hmm. is just what it is. Those are coworkers. Yeah. Whereas I feel like a lot of people, and I'm stupid, you know, like I think the political game is a huge part of it. So for all those people that are best friends, that vacation on and off the show, that are like, let's do everything together, let's be besties for life. That's great. That helps you out on the show. That's huge. That's a huge part of the game is political. But I'm very stubborn. And I'm like, I would rather just live my life outside. And if I ever go back to compete, you'll see me when I'm there. You won't know I'm coming. And I'll just show up and do work. And I've always kind of relied on that.
In the house, though, you were very, very close to Lori. Like, this was the beginning of the fracture, or maybe it was the culmination of the fracture of your relationship with Laurel. But at the time, you guys were calling yourselves best friends, and you were like thickest thieves and at the hip. And I presume you were hanging out even outside of the Challenge House prior to coming in on Free Agents.
We were
keeping in touch.
She was somebody I almost considered her like a sister at that time. And then she... I don't know. Things got weird, like with her being best friends with like Jessica. I don't know what she was doing. I think things got weird in the house. I don't really know how to explain it, but that's what I remember about that.
Was it because she was dating Jordan? Like, it did seem weird. It's like there was this weird dynamic that ultimately, without giving it away to listeners, although this season's been out for 9 years, so you probably know what that means. But that, you know, comes to a head. Did you guys ever even try to talk or fit? Because you guys came in the house loving each other, left the house almost like not speaking, right? Or really just not being on the same side. Did either of you try to reconcile after Free Agents?
I'm just pretty sure she's going to be my rival forever.
Okay. Mm.
There's some relationships you just can't repair.
Yeah.
And you just kind of got to.
There's no hate. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, there's not one person. Like, I don't have hate for anybody. I truly don't. Like, I honestly am just like minding my business, living my life. I've grown up a lot, because I know how I was back in those days. I cringe to even look at myself back in those days, I'll be honest with you. But I've just grown up a lot. I keep to myself, and there's no hatred towards anybody, but there's an understanding of how people are. And then with that knowledge, how I operate around them. Mm-hmm. So that's all.
I totally get it. Because there are new people, like, I think we keep... Because the seasons are back to back and there are all these spinoffs, you end up seeing these people way more than you ever have. We used to do them like, what, once a year? Not everybody was called.
You could have a job. You could have a full-time job.
I had a full job.
Me too.
I had to get back to it. I mean, I didn't really have to get back. I got back to the stage when I could. But I was like, okay, cool. I got one friend and I'm sticking to it. But like other people, you just learn over time. Like, they'll show themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you're like, okay. There's also this age discrepancy. Like, people that are 23 and I'm 41, like, we're probably not going to have, like, the same ideas about things or life or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it does become, I look at it like, yeah, it's a job. It definitely is. I've made a couple of cool friends from it, but.
I think now that I'm older too, I think because when it started melting and doing so many in a row, I kind of lost myself. I lost like what's real and what's not real. And I was like reality Kara, like, you know, and it was just blurring the lines of my real life and the competition. And I feel like now I can understand like nothing will ever be taken personally anymore, because I'm like, everything's a game. Everybody's trying to make their money. And like, as long as I do my absolute best, I don't, you know, in my opinion, I'm like, nobody will beat me. It's only me that's going to, you know, ruin it for myself. So whatever anybody else does around me or doesn't do, or if they have my back or they don't, it might hurt in the moment. I'll deal with it. You're always going to get a cry out of the car. But I just definitely feel like in these past few years, it's just been nice to be able to establish reality, my real life. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want to go back to, you know, the
losing yourself.
Yeah, I definitely lost myself. I really did.
What does that real life look like now for the people that have been inspired by you and your story? And I also just want to say, going back to something we said earlier about you sort of feeling like the underdog, or maybe some people seeing you as the underdog, you know, in living in a house with you, it always baffled me because there was never a moment. I don't know if it was your energy. I don't know if it was how you carried yourself. I don't know if it was your muscles. I don't know. But there was never a moment to me that you ever came across as under. Like, you, from the moment I met you, literally seemed like a powerhouse. And so when you went on to kick ass, it was not a, oh, that's a shock. It was like, yeah, well, that, you know, that tracks. So it's fascinating to me that you viewed yourself as an underdog. Anissa, what are you? Anissa's
that
like,
means
no,
a lot.
I get what you're saying. I think that there have been like many versions, as all of us have experienced. And when I look at this, I mean, there are a lot of versions of us. I think that, I mean, politically, you have to find your way. Friendships, finding a way. I think that there were... I'm saying,
I agree.
Like when we
I agree.
Start,
I'm bad at that.
When we, that's what I'm saying. Start. So like maybe not an underdog, like clearly not physically, but being thrown in a bunch or being targeted or being talked
that's
about
true.
Or like dealing with your own shit. I feel like that's the part where like things are stacked against you.
Right.
It doesn't have to be like physically.
I mean, this time it was the draw that was stacked against her, and I don't know that,
but
other than
fault.
That,
the
like,
kill cards were stacked against her. They were lined up right
in matter if
her.
I was in the if I was the first one in line, the last one in line, the middle.
I even let you. I remember when it was just me and you once, Kara, and I let you pick. I let you pick which or what the order was, and then you got to go first and pick the card. And sure enough, the Lord was with me that day, because I still didn't have to go in elimination because my ass would have gone home.
It's really funny now.
I know. We actually got into it at the reunion because it's probably the only time I've ever clapped back at a reunion, because I do think you were mad that I made it to the final without in your eyes working for it. But we talked about this in the TSA line and we reconciled. And I forgot what you said about it. And I said something to the effect of, well, I just clapped back about like being in the gym versus like being social or something like that. It was funny in hindsight, but we just had very different games. The reality is you were and always will be a much stronger competitor. And
but you made it to the final, which is the point of the whole thing.
But here's the thing.
So
if I'm being honest, that was
you gotta use to
no,
get,
but that's
to
it,
get
you
there.
Guys. Like I know
use
I call myself
got.
A political mastermind now because it's fun, but really, I kid you not, there was no strategy. It was do makeup. It was, I'm not a drama person anyway
hours.
In real life. My real life doesn't have a bunch of fights in it. Like, that's just not my thing. So I don't, that, and I was left on the back of the bus the one time there was a super big fight. So it just happened not to be there. There was not a strategic thing of be friends, be nice to this person. Because there was, it honestly was just me.
You
and I was
you.
Just as shocked as everybody else every time that I was there for the following week. Kid you not.
You definitely, the thing about you, Devin, if I'm remembering this season, is like you were just you. You just did your thing. Like whether it was just, I think you weren't you even in the guys' room? Didn't
yeah,
you,
at one point
you,
we had yeah. into the house.
So
I had
yeah.
to
all the way at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had your whole makeup area and stuff. But like you were just you. And it's like we were just literally dealt different cards. And I think at the time and how young I was and my mentality, I was like, everybody was going to eliminate. And now as a person who's been in a lot of eliminations, such as also Anissa, it's like, I'm like, it's honestly for me, I should go into eliminations just because mentally it's going to help me do better in the final. But
I want to,
but honestly, if you can get to a final without seeing one, you played a flawless game, whether you won the challenges, you made the right friends, you lucked out, whatever it was, you got there. Mm-hmm. And that is the whole point of the whole thing, is to get there. So I would never look at anybody sideways for making it there without seeing elimination. I'm like, well, you just played better than I did, apparently. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am now.
Yeah.
As opposed to back then, I was like, I've been in four. Somebody else going to take a turn. Like, I was just having it. I was just
Which
feeling
I still
it.
Feel like I don't that. Blame you for feeling that way, though, because that would
I still feel that
know.
Way. Oh, I've been down
but,
five fucking times. It just gets frustrating.
You're so angry about it in the moment, but, like, looking back, I'm like, that's one of my best seasons. Like, it's so cool that I went to so many. It's so cool that I got all those elimination wins. Like, I can look back and be, like, really proud, even
so
though I
didn't
make the final.
So much respect for you. I mean, so much respect for you. Like,
Thank you. I had no
really
choice.
Like, killed it. Well, you did have a choice, because while you didn't have a choice about whether or not you'd go into eliminations, you did have a choice in how you would use that fire, like how you would internalize that, you know, how much you would fight the next round. And every time you made the choice to fight, which is just like so badass. And I know inspirational, even to people that are just now discovering this season, which is really, really cool. Okay, we need to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back after this.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, two things that I, because I know we're going to get comments and tweets and all the things if we don't ask. So one, what is Kara, you kind of mentioned like what your life is like now. What is Kara's life like now? What does a day to day look like with you? What do you do for work? You know, what is Kara
where
now?
Where am I at now? You know what? That was the question I asked myself when I kind of, you know, was away from the challenges for a bit, because all I was Kara from the challenge. That's who I was, and I'd lost myself. And so when I, you know, the pandemic happened, things shifted around, and I was just at home, and I was like, who am I? And at that time, my horse also passed away. So my horse that I'd had since I was 14 years old, I had her for 20 years of my life. She lived to 30 years old. She passed away. And to me, I was like, who am I now? I don't have my garnet. I'm not on the challenge. What am I doing? And it was in that moment, Polly was living with me, and I remember just being like, what do I do? And Polly's like, well, he's like, you always love photography. Like, you're always creeping around, taking pictures, you know, giving everybody pictures at the end of the night that I didn't even know you took. Like, you know, why don't you start taking pictures again? And I remember being so unsure of myself and so insecure and not knowing, like, you know, when you're like, I could do a little bit of this, I could do a little bit of this. And I just didn't have, oddly enough, I didn't have the confidence myself. People look at me and they're like, you're confident. I'm like, no, I always question. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, I was like, what if I'm not good? There's so many good people. Look at Instagram. Like, how am I going to get like that? I don't have the equipment. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. And Polly was like, he got me the laptop, the, you know, to get started on. And he's like, you're doing it. He goes, get started. And he set me up with one of his friends who was a photographer. And he literally just like pushed me off the cliff to do it. Cause I would have questioned, I would have said a million reasons why I shouldn't. I questioned myself, and he gave me the shove. Mm-hmm. And with that, I found so much happiness in finding my creativity again. So I do a lot of the photography for his, he's got like a talent model management thing. So we do events and stuff like that. So I do shoots with the girls. I'll do shoots with clients. I haven't gotten a chance to get back on horses again, which is sad. But I do ultimately, when I settle down, I want to go to, you know, the kill pens and rescue too, when I finally stop traveling so much. I'm still working out once or twice a day because I need it for my
mentality. We can see those arms, Kara. We can see those arms. Mm-hmm. They look amazing. For the listeners, they look as chiseled as you might imagine. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And right now, as we speak, I'm in the middle. I had turned my house into an Airbnb because I didn't want to sell it. I thought, oh, I'll be going back to Montana. Nobody friggin' visits me in Montana. Like, what was I doing holding on to that? The months that it would rent out the most are the months that I wouldn't even be able to go there, because that's May and that's the best time to be there. So I was like, so I ended up just turning around. I got a really good offer for it. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, what if I wash my hands clean, start a completely new chapter? Me and Polly are now a road trip, and he bought two units that he's renting out one of them. We're living in the other one. And then when we find our new home, our new start, you know, then we'll rent out that other one that we're staying in now. So
where are you guys?
Yeah. Where are you guys going to?
We are in Florida now. No more shoveling snow. So I'm very excited. I love it. I love the beaches. I love the heat. I'm going to find horses to ride. Like, lots of models to take pictures of. Lots of girls want
girl,
bikini
that's
shots.
The place, that's
there.
The place to do it. It's got all the ingredients.
They're right there.
So yeah. I'm happy. And I think that's the most important
that's
thing.
So
like
good.
I said,
it
when
is.
You need as wonderful and of a blessing as that the challenge is, I think it's very important, and now I know, that individuals, when they find themselves losing who they are, that they take a break, because that burnout is real. But I'm my break is over. I'm ready to come back. I'm just saying.
That was my next question. Because have you gotten calls and just turned them down as you were in this chapter? Like, why has it been so long that we, and feel free to spill any tea here because it's just me and Anissa listening anyway. Why has it been so long since we've seen you? And can we expect to see you soon?
Performer is something the challenge gods only know.
Okay.
But everything happens for a reason. I'm in a way, way more. I mean, I'm in an incredible headspace to be able to come back should I be given that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And all I would say is just don't count me out. You know, don't count me out.
So, I want to see you come back in the house and F shit up. Can I just say, I want you to show up. I want all the rookies, even the tough ones. Doesn't mean I don't like the rookies, guys. Don't tweet me. But want to see you come in. I want to see Kara just be, I would live to see that. They would know it hit him.
I will promise you, if I come back, everything I do, everything I say, the way that I act, like, I am 100% real. Like, if I don't like you, you know it. If we're not getting along, I don't hide it. Like, everything is there. You know, I'm not trying to play best friends. I'm just real. And if I like you and you know it, that's friggin' special. That means a lot. That means I got you. Like, that means something more than for somebody that comes in and is best friends with everybody. Because if you're a friend to everybody, you're a friend to no one. But if you're friends with that one person that has no one, then you really have that person. So that's me. I'm refreshed. I'm ready to come back. I hear the fans, like, loud and clear.
Oh,
and I
they
just gotta
want
tell
you.
Them just, keep being loud.
Yep.
I come back. The main thing you got to know about me is I never start shit, but I will finish it. So if you shoot for me, you better shoot to kill. Because if you don't, I come back for you and everybody that you're with. That's
sassy
how I play.
Kara. I feel like Kara is the living embodiment of Coral's phrase, I beat bitches up. I feel like that's the vibe that Kara's giving. You guys should see the face Anissa's making right now laughing.
Anissa's like, don't compare those two.
Yeah, no, guys, I'm just saying never, the embodiment.
No,
like,
they're
the
very,
actual,
that was a very different time. We're talking about two very different people,
but just the confident, yes, that like energy is sort of, is that, which I love and live for. Now, would you vote Anissa in if you came back on a season and Anissa's on it?
She may.
You gotta tell me the season. You gotta tell me who else is on there.
Ooh.
I mean, me and Anissa aren't best friends or anything. That would be an easy vote for me, but you got to give me the situation.
I wouldn't take it personally either.
But you know what?
It's just a game. Like, I wouldn't take it personally.
You know what? I'm not going to vote you in because that would mean you'd have more eliminations than me. And we're kind of battling it out right now. So I kind of want the record. So if you put
it
me
you
in,
can
I'd
take
like,
it. I'll take a break.
Thank you. I swear.
I will let you just snatch up a few, and then the next season I'll snatch up a few. What are we at? Oh, I have 26.
Oh wait, what do I have?
I 19.
What?
Ooh, Kara, sounds like you need to come back, Kara.
What have you been up to since I've been gone, Anissa?
Jordan and I got voted in.
She's been beating bitches up. No.
We were in the sand a lot. And then I had to go against Laurel. I had to go against Casey. I had to go against Amber. I had to go against.
But Kara, you guys are tied with elimination wins. So you both have 13 wins.
I'm okay
I
with
think
that.
It's time to break that tie.
Okay.
I think.
No.
That's
no,
the only
no.
thing you got going for you, Anissa, is your record. Because I'm very competitive and I don't want you to have better than me. So, so no, I'm
not. We're also tied
in.
With bananas.
Yeah, you guys are also tied with Nanners.
Fuck.
Oh, Nanners. We have a lot of work to do.
This is a trio.
Because honestly,
yeah, but
like,
I think we've been in more.
I feel like at this point in my life, like, I don't feel like I have anything more to prove in my challenge career other than I know I can have fun. I want everybody to know that I can have fun. I want to win more eliminations. And yeah, I would like to get a third win. I would like to get a third official win on my record. But other than that, like,
Wait, why did you say official?
Yeah.
Official?
I guess
unofficial.
Because I don't know if like the one I did pros versus, I mean, I did have to go against pro.
A win is
athlete,
a win,
but,
girl.
Okay. So
I'm
then
sorry,
I want to go pro.
A win.
I want five rings, guys.
I like it. Listen, it's feasible. Teams, partners, solo.
Like, they need to do another, I think, a mix it up free agents version. And also, just for the listeners out there, the reigning champ of elimination wins is the man who has cars and 50 businesses and Jeeps and trucks and all the things, my fellow Kansas City. And yes, Wes has 14 elimination wins. So
that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine.
And we're at 13?
You're at 13 with Anissa and Nanners.
All right. Well, let's keep an eye on that.
Okay. Before, for those who are doing the rewatch with us, though, so we were talking about the ball thing, right? The human soccer ball thing, and how Preston came out as, like, talk about underdog, as the champ. I don't know if you remember, champ. Preston helped Jordan, who was the ball, get in twice. He came out of nowhere and managed to, like, and this is after Preston had been picked last every single challenge so far. And it was really his crowning moment. Like, I think, you know, he felt one of the guys. How do you, if you can remember back in that moment, especially since you thought that you too were a form of an underdog, were you shocked that Preston was so capable, or like,
I mean, it just goes to show you that, like, every dog has their day, and that's like, that's what makes the challenge so great, is you never know what's going to happen. And I feel like Preston just, he just wanted to show everybody, like, how much he could give, and the fact that he came out as a star is just, that's so badass. I love that for him.
It was so good. Also hilarious. Also, everybody made fun of Leroy for then getting, like, scored on by Preston, basically, because Leroy was blocking Preston.
Honestly, Leroy is about as good at challenges, like daily challenges, as I am, but, like, he's good at, where Leroy shines is eliminations. Like, you know, Leroy is going to give everything he has and crush it in the elimination. That's where he shines.
That and his commentary.
He also shines in the house.
Yeah,
his so boring.
It was a comedy funny every time he was.
He's so funny.
And
the guys love to keep him around because of haircuts.
Yeah. That goes.
Those guys started
saying.
Looking rough. Yeah. It was like a weird. Once he leaves, everybody starts looking real rough.
Did we didn't talk about, we're not at the point of Jordan and Johnny, are we?
It's starting. Because Jordan goes off on Jessica pretty badly, and Johnny defends Jessica.
You don't do that, screaming at a girl at the top of your lungs. It's not that I had any respect for Jordan going into this. I've lost even more respect for him.
And yet, let's talk about that. And so what we've been doing, Cara, by the way, for this season, since it's a rewatch, we've put a disclaimer out there that there are things that, like, we cannot be held accountable for because it was 9 years ago, and things that were said and done then are not necessarily cool now. To know better is to do better. But the way that people were coming for Jessica in the house, and the way that Jordan got mad because Jessica told Anissa that in deliberation that, hey, your name.
But I went back and told Jordan.
But then Anissa,
I just not
you
said
threw
anything.
Jessica under the bus, by the way, with that. You could have been like somebody's.
Fuck. I was roommates with Jordan.
But she was trying to help you out.
Because Laura was coming for me for no reason.
But she was trying to help you out. You could have been like, somebody said, not you were like, Jessica M. McCain said.
I wasn't scared of anything. I didn't care what I said. What was going to happen?
No, just meaning she was trying to look out for you, sort of. And then you like, but Jordan,
she also promised somebody else something.
That's true. And she did vote for you. Jordan then got pissed and went off on Jessica. Yeah, what are your recommendations?
I'm going to be real about Jordan. I love someone with fire. I love someone that's just going to tell everybody like it is. Even the people that, even the veterans, even people that have been there forever, Jordan's going to do what he's going to do. And I thought that was so cool. Now I feel like he's kind of running with the pack. But side note, the other thing about Jordan on the con side is he'll, and I understand him and Jessica, were they both on Portland? Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they have history.
They had history. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like the coach, the athlete in him, because I know this, I see the same thing, you know, like Polly is really good, really good with me and with other women. But I do notice like his competitive side is just the same. Like he reminds me, his fire is a lot of Jordan. And like, if he wants you to be better, he's like, he'll try to push. And so I want to think of that in the way of Jordan and Jessica, but like Jordan gets like mean about it. And that I do not like.
What did you think about when he was doing that? And a lot of people were giving Jess, like watching it back, I remember it vaguely in the house, but even some of the girls were kind of giving Jess you know, some people are saying she's walking around like she owns the game and she hasn't done anything, but she was one of the few people that made it across that log on episode one. Yes. That spinning. Why shouldn't she be proud of that? Yeah, like I don't recall her being arrogant or anything.
Because we were younger and petty as shit.
Yeah, I think there's some jealousy there. I think there's some jealousy there.
So petty.
Yeah.
That's the thing I see a lot.
Like, nope.
If a girl's, I think that everybody in that damn house, whether they believe it or not, should say, I'm going to win. I'm going to win this, or I'm going to crush it. Like, everybody should say that and believe that about, or just like lie until, you know, fake it until they make it. And nobody, if you're, if you're just a confident enough person, nobody saying that should intimidate you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to be like, oh, look at her thinking she's the best. Like, what? She shouldn't think she's the best. Aren't we supposed to be supporting women? Aren't we supposed to make women feel good about themselves? Why am I mad that a woman says, I did a good job, I'm good? Like, that shit pisses me off more than anything in the house. And I will, I'll call that out too. Cause like, I've had people tell me like, and I'm the most, I pick myself apart 10 ways from Sunday, but like all of people come to me or say to me in the house, oh, she's just too confident, or she says this about herself, or she thinks she can win. Should I not? Do you want me to be, do you want me to talk bad about myself? Do you want me to think I can't do it? Would that make you feel better? Whose problem is that?
Probably. It probably would make people feel better.
Exactly.
It's a reflection of their own insecurity. Yeah. And what was interesting is seeing Laurel, because this is also kind of like, it's the beginning, like the planting of seeds thing. I mean, we see Anissa and Laurel kind of at head. Anissa is not thrilled with Laurel.
I was ready to.
And Jordan. Whoa. And then we see Laurel defend Jordan's yelling at Jessica, which was actually really wild to see, because
I don't know if she minimized it. No, she what's the word I'm looking for?
Validated.
She rationalized it.
Yeah, kind of
it.
Like, oh my validated. God. I don't know. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. She like validated his response, or his
and LaToya said you need to check him. And then she said it's not my
she
job.
She was like,
he's
not my man. It's not
but
my
here's
job.
The thing, but you came in the room to check LaToya and then for being mad at Jordan for speaking.
See, I don't think anybody could check
terribly.
LaToya.
Nobody said that.
I love LaToya.
Right.
LaToya was uncheckable.
LaToya is, we need LaToya on the pod. We need her back. Yeah.
I want
to
be.
I need her back to tell everybody. Yeah. She said everything anyone ever thought.
She was so funny.
I was too afraid to say sometimes.
She's so straight up, so funny. And like the way she says things, like you can't be mad at her. You're like, yep, she's right.
That's
right.
The scene in this episode.
I was like, talk your shit.
Yes, where she told she told Jordan, like, you a two-faced motherfucker. When you find your balls and your balls drop, then you can come talk to me. It was like, oh, why?
She's like, you want
to
come in and share my chips?
Yeah.
And then leave?
Oh my gosh. And then she goes, I'm sorry for the interruption, TJ. Continue.
We can proceed, TJ. I do apologize for the interruption.
Wild. It was so, like,
it was his face during that, like,
yeah.
She told him, like, you could see it. Like, the veins and shit. Yes. And he was kind of red, and I was like,
LaToya's hilarious.
I remember he tried it on Cam and tried to, like, you know, come at her for, like, not working out or running around in the house. And she laid there. She's like, he would, like, make fun of her because she was laying in bed or something. And she's like, he goes, wait, were you working out? Is that you working out? And she's like, yep, I'm working out in my dreams. So, like, she would, like, shut him down in a different type of way. But anyway, I digress. But he's still a competitor.
I will say in the last season, I feel like even though there were things that weren't great, I do feel like there's been a little bit of growth. I don't know if you would agree, Nisa, but I feel like I've seen some growth in how he's trying to be better in his communication and understanding.
Listen, I mean, this was the best time when I did 38 with him. It was the best time I ever had with him, regardless of injuries and being in the elimination all the fucking time, it felt like. But there was something. I just need certain things. And maybe I didn't know. He could have said them differently.
Yes.
But for the most part, like, he brought out, I mean, the delivery was crazy, but he brought out the best person in me when it came to fighting for us.
It was like an athlete, like a coach of athletes, like just like how
he was like, there are no I can'ts. There are only I can. And I was saying I can't, but I was still doing it. Like, I'll keep going. Yeah. I'm just going to complain a little bit.
That's me too. But I will complain the whole time.
Yeah. I'm like, we were roped together and I'm like nervous. I'm going to fall off. I'm like, I'm bigger than him. So I'm like, am I going to pull him down? You know, but he really did. He was like, I believe in you. You can do this shit. And I think at the core, like, and outside of the show, like, I love him.
It's a lot of pressure to be paired up with someone like that, too, I will say.
Oh, of course. But, like, I don't, I don't know if I'd be how I feel, like how I feel about myself today without some of those experiences too. Like,
so free agents, Jordan, just like free agents, Kara has grown up a little bit. That's good.
Yeah.
I do miss.
I think a lot of us have.
Yeah. I just, like I said, the Jordan that like would call out someone like Johnny, that was the Jordan that I was like, wow, whether you win or you lose or people want to make fun of you, that is like such a ballsy.
Yeah,
that was the one thing
move.
That I was like, that, I wrote so hard for Jordan for doing that, even though it didn't pan out. And I know this is later and whatever. Sorry, spoiler alert. But like you said, the show's been over 9 years. Like, yeah. You know what happens? Like, it was that level of intensity and fire that I would love to see. And like I said, not to bring up Polly, but like, I feel like that reminds me of how Polly was when he kind of came in. And like, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see more of, just someone who's ready to like go against the grain and like not just follow the crowd. And I feel like right now
there is some of that. I just feel like
there are a few of them.
They've done it in a stupid way, which has annoyed the hell out of me. But
oh, I know who you're about to say.
But from some of the people from USA, right? So we're talking some of the people that have come over from like the Big Brothers and what have you, especially in the last two seasons. Sarah Alcina, Danny McRae, who made it their mission to create their own paths. But in my opinion, some of them did it less smartly than they could have, and so then that was annoying.
Speak of my devil.
Well, hello, do we have a special guest?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, lady? What's up?
Hello.
What's good?
He came from the shake. Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.
Okay.
And I love Carr too, the way you said that he supported you and encouraged you in this new chapter of your life. That is so cool. Also, for those listening but who can't see, she's like glowing right now. That he came here and he got her
too.
A present. Like the way
me.
He supports you is amazing. and wonderful.
He's amazing. I know he's got a bad rap and everything, or because of, you know, what was put out there, but he was really the only guy, I'll be honest with you, that like really stood up for me, and he really helped me find my voice. So if there's one thing that anybody needs to know, like if you're a fan of me, like you need to see what I see. I wish people could see what I see, because he really did. Like, he stood up for me hard when people came at me. Like, he stood up for me outside of things, and like he had my back when I lost myself. Like, he's a badass, he's a fighter, and he's a very good man. So, and I would die to see that man do a physical elimination. Like, when do I get to sit back and watch that?
Well, you got to come on and give me a couple more times. Kara, I know.
That she'd like to have fulfilled.
Yes, I know.
Listening.
I feel like she's.
But it's also, we are, and I think fans forget that they're watching a TV show. Like, we have lives outside of it. Like, you're seeing us in a high stress environment with people that we would normally not hang out with, in a situation we'd normally not create for ourselves.
With no privacy.
For a bunch of money. I'm like, I'm a giant adult in a kid's bed, showering, using the same
in a bunk
room
bed,
as like eight other people.
Right.
And I'm like, and you want me to function normally?
Yeah.
I know.
So it's like,
everything
and then everything
real.
Else. So it's different when we're outside of that. So of course people can only, you know, their idea of who we are is what they see.
They're just getting up.
So even if we showed them the best sides of us outside of it, it's like they never really know unless they, you know, they get a chance to meet all of us.
Yeah.
But being in that game is not a true, as much as we try to, like, it's just, it's a true depiction of who we are. High stress, stressed out and anxious and competing.
It's just one dimension of
that's,
it.
That's
yeah,
us
it's one dimension
here.
Rather than the whole person. But
the whole
given that you said that you've grown so much, that, you know, free agents Kara to Kara now, what would you say was your biggest takeaway from the free agent season? Like, what do you think was the most valuable thing that or gift that you received in doing that season in Uruguay?
Everything. That was literally one of my best seasons, because of showing me that, like, hey, I can do it. Like, it, you know, because somebody who, maybe you don't think I'm an underdog, but I definitely felt like it. I was kind of felt like the black sheep. I don't know if I was the one that put that on myself, but like, I being able to go in and do what I did is just one of the things that I'm like most proud of all of my seasons. Like, that fire that I had, not knowing what I could do and how I could be, and like always feeling, because I wasn't good. I was weak on challenges. Like I was always kind of not that good at challenges, but I, you know, going in the dirt makes you see what you're really made of. And it was CT, honestly, like him cheering for me in the dirt against Naya, that I'll never forget him and how loud he cheered with every inch that I pulled in the dirt. The fact that when I had my broken hand, he looked at me when I had to choose out of the lineup of who to pick on one of those mm-hmm. challenges that you really
that.
Need your hand for.
I remember
and he,
that.
Without mm-hmm. hesitation, pick me, he pick sure me, did. Pick me. I'm like, he what? Did. And he goes, I'd rather have you with a broken hand than anybody on their best day. And I was like, mm-hmm. really? Like, I will never, that is ever forget that moment from him. Mm-hmm. And so it just like, it just really helped me believe in myself a little bit more. The fans love to see someone who has to fight.
Yeah.
And I gave them a fight. And yeah, so do. I think it helped give me a little bit more respect in the challenge world rather than just like the weird girl. Like she can actually come through. So
and come
yeah,
through
showed
big,
heart.
Where would
I think.
You say free agents ranks on all the other seasons, all 19,000 of them that you've done? Where would you say free agents ranks for you?
Do you mean that in terms of my experience or in terms of the challenges or like how do you mean rank?
You know, I'd say your experience one, and then I guess kind of your performance, like how you think, you know, your performance was. But let's start with your experience overall. Where would it rank for you?
My experience, just because of how proud I am of that mm-hmm. season, it's the top three. I mean, mm-hmm. I have to put, you know, it's Vendettas, it's Bloodlines. Bloodlines was not a good experience. And the reunions were disastrous and traumatic. Same with Vendettas. It was just awful, awful for me. But I did win those two, so they have mm-hmm. to be in the top three. So I'd see, honestly, free agents beats all that. And then mm-hmm. in terms of like the actual best season, both physically, politically, dominating season right up mm-hmm. until the end, I'd say War of the Worlds 1. Like War of the Worlds 1 and War of the Worlds 2 were the most badass physically mm-hmm. challenges. Like Booth brought it. Like mm-hmm. it was intense. It was so just, I'm just saying, oh, you're going to get to your rewatch at that point, but War of the Worlds 1 and War of the Worlds 2, you bring the challenge to that, you bring that out again, like game over. Even the rookies were bad. Like it was just sick season for sure. Even though I got left on an island because I couldn't math, that was disappointing. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Well, thank you so much, Kara, for coming, chatting with us. I look forward to seeing you and Anissa's head-to-head and who wins.
You know,
has the
you're
most
really fucking annoying,
I
just, Devin.
I love you, Nene.
I don't understand why this is like your goal for me.
It's not your
you're
goal,
not,
but it's
just,
like
you're
you guys. You guys are icons, or maybe they need to put you guys on a team together.
That's the other thing that I thought about before this interview. I was like, that would be so interesting.
Yeah. Can you imagine facing you two in elimination? Like, I don't care who
no,
I would
actually.
I would literally, I would just turn around. I would just take my jersey off and be like, here
and that's,
TJ.
And that's
like,
still a win. Like, that's still a win, and then we're tied with Wes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's still a win, Devin. Take it off.
I would. I would don't just turn care. It off, take it off and be like, here. That'd be great to see, though. That'd be some kick-ass TV.
Look, if we're ever on a season, I will personally rally the house to put me in over you, Anissa, because that record means that much to me. And I know you're not going to fight me for it. So you'll be like, it's okay, yeah, put Kara.
I won't unless they told me it was like a Tanagram superstation where I got to make all the shapes in the world. I would do that. I would be like, no.
If I knew it was
but
gonna be a Tanagram,
other
I
than
would
that,
maybe
you got
like
it. You heard it here first. Everyone that we may do future challenges with, you heard it here first. Kara and I are on the same show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same season. Yep, and it's either her
numbers.
Or I. Just put her in.
I'm not gonna care anymore. Like I swear to God. For me, if I have to go in, it is like if you think of it as like your WWE superstar entrance moment minus the pyro, like you just put on a show and have fun. And that's how I'm gonna look at it. Yeah, you could go home.
Or
but...
maybe there'll be some pyro.
Yeah, like,
you
the challenge
know,
likes
then.
A lot of pyro.
they stop with
doing,
the fire a little bit.
Because they
like,
put the money towards
geometric shapes and shit.
TJ's wardrobe. Because in the last few seasons, you know, there was less pyro. Nice wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
I ask the powers that be if they can hear this. I think it'd be really cool, maybe season 40 or whatever, right? We have, you know, you're going to have legends, okay? And then there'll be giant screens up in the arena, and it'll be like, you come out, it's like highlights from your challenge career, like popping up and like music and stuff. They could change it in the edit, but like, you know, you come out and there's pyro, and you're like, Cara Maria, and you're like, bah, 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 pew, pew, pew. And like, you come out.
That'd be great.
Like, you know what I mean? Like your highlights, yeah. I think it'd be so cool.
If people want to keep up with your photography and all of your creativity and just follow along with you, where can they find you on social, Cara?
I am on Instagram, Miss Cara Maria. I'm on TikTok, Miss Cara Maria. And my photography page is, I have it linked on my Instagram, but it's Cara Maria Photography. Keeping it simple.
Love it.
Love oh, good. Yeah. They can find you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking time out of your crawl across the U.S. road trip.
Long live free agents.
Yes.
It's a badass season.
It was a good season.
It'll forever unite us, ladies.
Oh, it's so true. Good. We were all there. Yeah. Well, it's nice to be back. I as much as I miss my challenge family, you know, so I hope to get my hands dirty again soon. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, we might see each other soon. You never know.
I have a feeling it's going to happen. A lot of people certainly want it to happen, and we look forward to it. And just know that when it does happen, we expect you back on the podcast to give all the tea of that season and to talk that shit. I'm going to beat bitches up. We fully expect that.
Oh, you got
when,
it.
When you are back. But thank you for making the time. Yes, and thank you. So excited and happy that you're doing so well.
Thank you. And thank you, just side note, to everybody who's listening and everybody who always asked for me back and everybody that's had my back, even when I've been at my lowest. Like, so many people have stuck by me and have been very loud for me. And I it does not go unnoticed, and it just helps me a lot. So thank you for that, to everybody listening. Like, really appreciate it. I will never take that for granted, ever. That's all.
People love you, Cara.
I appreciate it.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Wow, have the people grown. It was so nice to hear this more confident, more sure of, like, softened, if you will, mm-hmm. Cara Maria. Not soft in like a punk way, but like, soft and like a at ease kind of way. And it was nice to hear, you know, what her life is like away from the challenge, because I feel like that's something we don't hear often, and especially since we haven't seen or heard from her mm-hmm. in a while.
Mm-hmm. It was so lovely. I'm glad we got to chat with her. And she was just really glowing and radiating the whole time. For the listeners, we have video on mainly so I can see Anissa's facial expressions, but also so we can like interact with our guests. And she really was just glowing throughout the whole interview, which
I could see if Devin did her hair or
that's
not.
True. That is true.
She did it today.
I did do it today. Just for Anissa. But if you want to see our faces or whether or not we did our hair or just anything else as a whole, you can follow us on social. Anissa, where can they follow you?
On Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV. That's the only place. But for all other platforms, you can go to Devin.
That's right. You can go to devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. .com. Scroll down and see my socials. If you miss me a lot, you can see me on a show called Match Me in Miami. It's available for free to stream. Make sure you check that out. Just don't come for me and whatever you see. And Instagram. I'm most active on Instagram. Twitter sometimes too, actually, but that's Devin Simone, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Yeah, and then once you do all of that, if you liked this episode, please continue to comment, rate, and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about it, and then tweet us or Instagram us, because again, we are listening and do our best, and we really appreciate your support. Tell all your friends to tell a friend so that they can come listen to it too.
And remember, you can watch The Challenge Free Agents along with us right now for free. Go to ParamountPlus.com and use code ChallengePod. Try 1 month free. Terms apply.
And of course, you already know We will see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official challenge podcast,
where we cringe. Where we cringe do, weekly. We really
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.